Thakur's mystic vision, in Thakur says that he had, when he had the vision of Divine Mother, he said there was no shadow. I understand it is mystic, so obviously I cannot understand it from the gross perspective.
You should not.
Does that mean non-dual? Shadow means duality?
No, it is a vision. Any vision means some object will be there, but it is a spiritual vision. If there is a physical body, then there will be a shadow will be there. Light. Does light have any shadow? So, you see shadow, isn't it? Is it of the light or is it of the object illumined by the light? But you know, there is mysterious descriptions are there. It is difficult to understand. He said, I did not see any shadow on the walls. But at the same time, he said, I put my finger near her nostril and experienced her breathing in and out. He did not elaborate further whether she was having asthma or not. These are just to prove, as the sadhaka progresses, his visions also gradually reduce themselves. So you see, Swami Abhedananda, one day he came to Sri Ramakrishna. Here I had seen this Vishwarupa Darshan. Ramakrishna said, from now onwards, you will not have any visions of forms, because all forms merge in formlessness, only feeling. And for Baburam Maharaj, he says, Baburam wept. Everybody is having some experience. I am not seeing anything. Then Sri Ramakrishna prayed to Divine Mother. And Divine Mother said, Baburam will not have any forms because his attitude is knowledge. Therefore, he will have only bhava, not darshana. Bhava means knowledge, pure knowledge. So, these are very difficult to understand. But all that we need to do is that God exists and he can be experienced in different ways, but the proof of such experience is our character becomes better and better, and so we have to first alter our character, bring purity, work against temptations, and slowly our understanding becomes better.
The second question about Varnas. In Gospel, Thakur, in one of the episodes, when he goes to Ishan's house and meets his son, he says he is of very peaceful nature, but then he works as a lawyer. So Thakur says that for such a person to work as a lawyer is quite a pitiable state.
Correct.
So this goes back to Varna Dharma. So I'm seeing that in parenthood these days, we've totally lose the point of Varna Dharma. Whatever, we don't understand the child's nature, and everybody runs, it's a rat race, trying, hoping against hope that every child should be a leader or great in this and great in that, not understanding what the natural make this of the child.
Okay. The child may not understand, but when the child grows up, even becomes old, do you think he understands what his nature is?
Yeah.
So, what is the point is that first thing we have to understand, this Varnashrama Dharma was very prevalent at a particular period of time where there everything is crystal clearly demarked. That such a mark has completely vanished now. A Brahmin can be a shoe polisher and a Shudra can be a first-class AI programmer. The Chinese are so intelligent, they are running head and shoulders above anybody in this world. Are they Brahmin? They are what is called intellectuals. So you have to understand by this Varna Dharma, not intellectualism, but how much sattva guna is manifesting. greatest manifestation of sattva guna, such a person is called Brahmana. More of Rajas assisted by sattva guna is called Kshatriya. Rajas with more of Tamas is Vaishya. More of Tamas and then Rajas least sattva, that is called Shudra. So this Varna is dependent upon guna. What I am trying to tell you, that intellect is totally different. Intellect doesn't indicate Varna. We have to separate that idea of Varna from the intellect. And we also have to separate it, that intellect from morality. So, now the child has to be given opportunity. That's why most of the time what we do is, what they like and what they are good at, so that they should be, so that they can be happier in life. Because we enjoy when we are given opportunity to express what we enjoy.
Right.
And then further development must take from within themselves. Okay?
Yes, Maharaj.
And too much a presumption that we don't know what are our samskaras.
Yeah.
So we don't know. Give them opportunity, and only if they are misbehaving, give corrections. And many times we cannot even change them. So, what I am trying to tell you is that we have to be a bit careful.